This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. The halacha shiur is entitled Birchas Ilonos, the annual bracha for blossoming trees. So today is Wednesday. Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan has lots of interesting halachas. One of them is that is the time, traditionally, that you begin, where you can start saying this bracha of new blossom. Now, the truth is, actually, Nisan is not the only time you can say it. And we'll see that from the sources. Let's go through the sheet in front of you. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. So the Gemara in Brachas Mem Gimel Amud Beis says the following. It's the first box on the page. Omer Rav Yehuda, Haiman denofik b'yemin Nisan. A person goes out in the month of Nisan, v'chazi iloni dekom elablami, and he sees a tree blossoming. Omer, he says the following. Baruch shelechiser ba'ilomai klum. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does not lack anything in his whole world. Ubara by b'riyas tovos, and he has created good trees, literally. Create good creations, the ilonas tovos and good trees, lehisnahis bohen bnei adam, for people to benefit from. And the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Brachas and Simen Reish Chafav brings this Gemara and just expands a little bit on it and says the following: Hayetz v'minis and v'ro ilonas shemetzin perach. A person goes out to his garden, his fields, and he sees trees which are where flowers are emerging. Omer, he says. Now hear the full bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, shelo chisar ba'ilomei klum, that nothing is lacking from his world. Ubara by b'riyas tovos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created wonderful creations, ve'ilonos tovos and good trees, lehonos bohen bnei adam, for people to enjoy. Ve'eina mevorech ela pam achas b'chol shana v'shana. You only make this bracha once a year. So it's a good quiz question. How many brachas can you think of that you make once a year? I'll let you think about that. But this is one of them. There are a few. But if you delayed, you didn't get around to it, and you've left it late, so late that the fruit have actually developed now, then it's too late. So you can't wait so long that the actual fruits have developed. Now, what is, before we go on to some of the details, what is the reason for the bracha? Why did Chazal institute this bracha? So the Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting. He brings this Shulchan Aruch, and based on the Gemara in Brachas, and then he says, "Kolomar," in the second line, "Shenoisein shevach v'hidol Hashem Yisparach." It's a praise for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Shebara b'shvil ha'adam," that He created for man, "Afilu dvarim she'ein bohem hechrichyos," even non-essential things, "L'chay ha'adam," for human life, "K'mo pri ilonis," for example, the fruit of the tree, "V'lochein ein mevarchim brachuzu al zeroim v'irakos." There's no such bracha on grain or on vegetables. It's only on the fruit of the tree. Why? Because grain, wheat and barley, bread and mazonas and vegetables, I don't know, potatoes and onions, Elohim hechrechus, because those are essential. You need them to live on. Veloi kein haperis, but fruit is a luxury. It's over and above. It's surplus. And therefore, we're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that which is over and above. Bracha zuhi bracha shel hayda, klalis, and generally it's a bracha for al chastev v'tovei yisparach, on the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for nature and the beautiful world in which we live. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan explaining why Chazal instituted this bracha. Now there's some very interesting halachas that come around, and that is, like I said, you know, yesterday was really the time where people start focusing on this bracha, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, based on the Gemara, which says, "Hai man denofik b'mei Nisan." But it's a leap year this year. Everything is very, very late. We've seen blossom for several weeks now. Could we have made this bracha a few weeks ago? Is Nisan Dafka? Do we have to wait till then? Or can it be earlier? So the Mishnah Berurah says, interestingly, b'mei Nisan, in paragraph 4, urcha de milsanaka. This is just a normal time for when trees generally blossom. She'oz derech arsas hachamim le'lavle fo'elonus. V'uadin b'chedesh acher, kol she'roeh ha'livluv pam rishon mevarech. And it doesn't have to be Nisan. So a person could have made this bracha a few weeks ago, as soon as he saw the blossom. The first time in the season, as it were, in the year, that's when he makes it. Now, and therefore, in a leap year such as the one we've just sort of experienced now, where trees blossom before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you not only can, but perhaps you should make the bracha earlier if you remember and you see the blossom. Now, I'll tell you where it's also relevant. What about in a different climate, in a different country, Australia? In the southern hemisphere, right now, this is heading towards autumn time and we're heading towards winter. So really, the Birchas Ilanos in Australia, anywhere in the southern hemisphere, is around sort of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, Sukkot time. So what happens there? So there is a very interesting tshuva of Betzel HaChochma. Betzel HaChochma, I put the biography at the bottom there, very interesting. His name is Rabbi Tzalel Stern. He was born in 1911, and he started writing his tshuvas at a very young age, even before the war, in 1938, when he was a mere 27 years old. He survived the war, and he was a rav in Italy and other places, and he spent many years in Australia. So for him, this was a relevant shaila. He says in Betzel HaChochma, this is in Chelek Vav, Simen Lamed Vav, Zayin, this is on the top of the next page, Das Harbe Achronim, Shenissen Lav Dafka. Many Achronim say that the month of Nissen is Lav Dafka. Va'ani Motsosi Mefurish Kein B'Seifo HaEshkel. I found a raya for this in the Seifo HaEshkel. Shekosu V'Lav Dafka B'Menissen El B'Zman Shereya HaPerach Pamrishen B'Shana Atkan HaShemeh. So he says quite clearly that it's Lav Dafka Nissan, it's the first time you see the fruit. So if we're down in Australia, then if it's the first time you see it, it could be Tishri, it could be whenever, then you would say the bracha then. And he brings another source from the Sefer HaRukeach, Kosov HaRoya Ilonis Shehutzia Perach Kegoin B'Nissan. For example, in Nissan. But it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't have to be Nissan, it can be whenever it is. Now, the question is this. Let's say, I don't know if any of you have been to Australia, but let's say you were going on a very exotic holiday. I just spoke to someone yesterday. They plan to be going to Australia in the summer. They're running a camp there or whatever it is. So they actually happen to be going in August. So let's say they get there in August and they're going to be there for a month or so. And they see the blossom. But if they've already made it now, do they make the bracha again over then? Again, 6 months later. And what if they move there? So interestingly, I found in the notes in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, this is the last box on the page. Va'af im birech be'eretz Yisrael b'Nissan. A person may have made the bracha either in Eretz Yisrael or here in London or wherever in Nissan. V'nasa achakach lemokam shebei zman livluv ha'ilonos hu b'tishri. And then he goes to another place, for example, Australia, New Zealand, where the time of blossoming is in Tishri. Kosov b'shayla tshuvas lahiris nosan. In the tshuvas of Nosan Gestetner, famous pesach in Bnei Brak, who passed away about 10 years ago, he says shelo yivarech shuv. You don't make the bracha again. Once you've made the bracha once a year, if you happen to travel to Australia, you will not make the bracha again. However, in if you are emigrating to Australia, then you do make the bracha. So it depends how long you plan on going for. If you're going just as a shortish visit, then you will not make the bracha again. But if you're going to settle there, then you would make the bracha, and I guess that's the new season for you. Now, a few other just halachas, which I culled from the guideline series, just to summarize briefly. There are lechatchilas and bedievets. In other words, lechatchila, ideally, if one can, when you make this bracha, you should ideally, according to Kabbalah, make it on a whole orchard of trees. But preferably to make it on two trees. If there's only one tree there, it's okay. But preferably on two trees, and not if the fruit is arla. That means if you plant a fruit tree, so in our garden we've got some nice fruit trees. My father, Zechariah Rocha, was a keen gardener, so he gave all of us, me and my siblings, a nice fruit tree, and he came and he planted it with the kids, and that, you know, that was quite an experience. And Baruch Hashem, every year, you know, we have a big harvest of apples. So in the first 3 years of the life of that tree, that tree you should not make the bracha on. Nor do you make the bracha on Shabbos Yontif. Different reasons are given, some Kabbalistic and some others. Possibly because you might come to pick the fruit of the tree. You know, there's concerns about smelling edible fruits on Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos. Preferably, you should make it with a minyan, if you can. But again, I don't think I've ever made it with a minyan. I normally make it, you know, our family Golka go into the garden and we've got two trees there, three trees, so we do it there. And it's dafka when the tree is blossoming. If you've missed it and it's a bit late and the trees are already budding fruit, then it's okay, even if you didn't see the blossom. But once you've gone beyond that stage, then it's a problem. Preferably, you should be outdoors. But the evet, if you want to see it through a window, you know, you can't be bothered to go outside, then that would be okay. And preferably at daytime. It is okay to make the bracha at nighttime, so long as you can clearly see the blossom. So those are all lechatchila, but the evet, even without some of those conditions, that would be okay. All right, so that is the bracha of Birchas Elon. It's a very beautiful bracha, and it's an opportunity. One feels the spring in the air, and if you go to Gordas Park, the daffodils are in full bloom. They're actually, I think, past full bloom now. And it's an opportunity, to, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, to give praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wonders of nature and the beautiful world in which we live. And to say this bracha, this annual, very special bracha. It doesn't have to be in Nisan. It can be at the first opportunity where the trees blossom. And in the southern hemisphere, one does it whenever that is, in Tishrei or whenever. If you travel there, you do not repeat the bracha. If you move there, then you do. And again, there are lechatchilas of when you do it. But the eved, you don't need all of those conditions. Okay.
And if you miss Nisan, is okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.